You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. History was made on Sunday night as for the first time an NHL game was broadcast in Cree. Studio host Earl Wood, who provided commentary and analysis in Plains Cree alongside Clarence Iron and John Cabot, said, quote, "I'm completely in awe and I'm very proud," end quote. According to CBC, Wood, the founder of the magazine Northern Cree Singers, said this was a first step for Indigenous languages to be presented to a broader audience. Quote, "The many different Indigenous languages, they're very, very beautiful. They each have so much energy and they each have so much knowledge and beauty and coherence to them," end quote. The game between the Montreal Canadiens and the Carolina Hurricanes, which aired on Sunday night on Rogers' Hometown Hockey, was commented on by a fusion of English and Plains Cree. If you ever wanted to learn how to fish? Well, you might get a chance and also get a chance to visit Yellowknife at the same time. According to CBC Indigenous, Yellowknife's Rainbow Coalition hosted the drop-in fish camp on Great Slave Lake. Participants learned how to set a net, how to check, and how to fillet and dry fish from their catch. There was even an opportunity to create art from the day's bounty. Organizers of the event said this event was open to all, regardless of age and gender. Gia Zentu, the Indigenous and LGBTQ program coordinator for the Rainbow Coalition, said, quote, "We tend to have this perspective of Dean culture that it's very gendered, like male-female roles, positions, which activities you can and can't do," end quote. The Rainbow Coalition estimated about 120 people came out to the camp over the last weekend, and about 40 people were coming out each day early last week. Although the season has ended, this could be a winter activity you can pencil into your schedule for next year. The results of the long-awaited Thailand election has been delayed once again due to confusion. According to Al Jazeera, on Sunday, the preliminary results from Thailand's election commission showed the military-backed party Palang Pracharat Party was in the lead in the country's first election since a military coup in 2014. However, on Monday, when the official results were to be announced, the exiled former Prime Minister's party, Phu Thai, had 138 seats out of the 500 lower chamber seats compared to the 96 won by PPRP, other smaller parties gaining around 30 seats each. While the pro-military PPRP has the larger share of the popular vote, there are still 150 seats up for the taking. Amidst criticism from both the parties and the public, the EC said they will be publishing the full results on May 9th. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news. We'll be right back.
Patronato, you guys up on that yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato's new as well.
I am up on them. Oh, yeah. My bad.
But play this stuff all the time.
Yeah, my bad. I do know.
Welcome to CJLO 1690. This is your host, Aaliyah Guerra of Concordia Music Zone out CMZO. What up, Joseph? Ooh, can I hear you?
Wait. Two test two.
There we go. What's up, Joseph?
Yep. I'm good. You?
I'm good, thanks. Frank's not here today, but
he's
here in spirit, in you spirit. Know. Yeah, so what a crazy weekend,
yeah,
right?
It was
fun. What did you do this weekend?
I went to your show. I went partying first of all on a Friday, like a very spontaneous plan with my friends. We went clubbing at the last minute.
Okay.
And afterwards, like Saturday, I studied and I went to your show.
Yeah.
Case of Paradise.
That was
a good show. Really, I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And then afterwards, you know, boring stuff, you know, studying and stuff.
Well, I'm glad to see I had some sort of effective a peek on the weekend there. Yeah, I fired Frank because he didn't come. No, I'm kidding. Nah, Frank is out having a really good time. He's got some friends in town from his homeland.
Britannia.
So they just here chilling, so I gave him the day off. But anyway, he's here in spirit, so it's all good. We're going to talk a bit more about the show and all that cool stuff. My voice is so raspy. Yeah.
Was it from all that singing from Saturday?
Not even. It's actually because I went to bed at like 5:30 in the morning. The reason why is because... This is so bad. I was watching reruns of Passions, which is this like old soap opera that used to run like in 99 to like 2006. And I've been binging for like weeks and weeks and weeks. But since the show is over, I was like, I have so much catching up to do. So I really overdid it yesterday.
Was it like one of those like low budget like soap operas?
Yeah, it was. Oh, okay. But you know what?
Like Bold and Beautiful. Or...
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like it wasn't cheesy. It was really cool. And the writing is amazing because even though it's low budget, like I still am like, yo, I need to know what happened.
Yeah, I just put a lot of dedication to it despite their like low cost production.
Like, listen, you might have a low budget, but whoever is writing that got some like, you know, really a gem, like they got a gem in their brain for like creativity when it comes to that.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do if you have no like money to like
exactly
find some stuff.
Creativity doesn't cost much, you know,
takes a lot of resources,
basically. But yeah, so we're gonna talk. I have a new song that's out. We're gonna play it. This is gonna be the first time we play it on our show. Yeah, because it's been premiered since
on CBC, right?
Yeah, exactly. So last Tuesday, and then you know it hasn't really. Well, it was on CKUT on Friday also, but now it's not on CMZO.
So you got the treat right now, kids.
Now you guys are lucky. You're gonna get it firsthand. I'll give you guys a little background about the song and all that cool stuff. So yeah, the next song you guys are going to hear is Fill Your Cup by Bradley Prince.
It came last week.
Yes, and the song before this was You're the One by Kitchenada and Sid. So enjoy this other track.
You say that you don't mind. Loving that you're giving doesn't fair. You got the sugar.
hello, hello. Wait. I can't hear myself.
Reoriented. Okay, great. Yep. We're back. I always put on the wrong mic because Frank is not here. Gotta just turn that off completely. Great. So, you sent me some dope music, as usual. Joseph is the man for that. Like, he's always got tracks. He, like, let's just, you know, give the credit where it's due. Anyway, so you sent me Day One by Toro Imoy.
Imoy, like in French.
Moi? Okay, yeah. I thought I was saying it wrong last time.
I believe Jude played a track from him.
Yeah. That's how I recognized it.
But, like, this one's from his, like, what? I think his second album, I think? No, wait, third
album. Oh, wait, Joseph. What? It was the right mic.
Oh, damn.
Because we switched them. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Joseph.
It's cool. Anyway, yeah, so, like, this is, Day One is from his third album, I believe, Anything in Return. And, like, Tori Amar is known for, like, switching up his genres, like, in each, like, release he does. Like, this one's more, like, indie pop. Oops. A bit of, like, synth pop and, like, R&B. And, like, his latest release, that was more, like, house and, like, disco. Mm-hmm. But this one, like, which was released back in 2013, had, like, more of a R&B, like, early 2000, like, vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I like that he has, like, a timeless sort of vibe. Yeah. Because, like, I feel like we need more of that. Because it's, like, if I know this came out, like, 2 weeks ago and I could hear all the, you know, all the things that are trending now, I'm like, no. But, yeah. Tori Amoy.
It also has, like, very, like, though. Neptune's vibe, if you're, like,
Pharrell. Yeah, like, Pharrell, yeah. Okay.
The whole, like, I'm with production it. Behind it.
Yeah.
Sounds very similar.
Okay, so this song is called Day One by Toro y Moi.
One of my favorites from that album, actually.
All right, let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
All right, before the song picks up, tell me about Ruthless by the Marías.
Yeah, they're like a LA-based soul funk and psychedelic soul. I don't know, like it's very like it's still indie, but incorporate like jazz, psychedelic music, even funk. Even this song in particular is very funky.
Yeah, cool.
And the lead singer Maria, I think I'm not sure what's her full name, but she is from Puerto Rico.
Oh, nice.
So like, I guess the Marías have the little Hispanic flair to it.
Classic, the Marías, dope. Let's check it out. This is Ruthless by the Marías. So this track is called Bones by Crumb.
Crumb, yes. They're like an indie band. I think based on New York or in Boston. I'm not sure. But like, I'm familiar with their music. And like the movie is, it's a female lead vocalist.
Mm, nice.
And similar to the other song, Ruthless, is also a jazz saxophone like outro, if you will.
Uh-huh. Super cool. So let's check this out. This is Bones by Crumb.
Hey! Miami Death Fake presents the 13th edition of the City d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only City d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The City d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.citydoor.com.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. And we're back. Yeah, we're back. So we're actually on Instagram Live right now.
Peepers, yeah.
We've got some cool people tuned in. Let me see who's still with us. So we've got Sylvester, we've got Jude, hey. And we've got Dayton. So what's up? You should follow them if you're listening. They're really, really, really cool people. So Jude VB, Instagram, Urban Sect.
Plug in.
That's S-E-C-T-E. And then Dayton, D-E-I-H-T-O-N. D-O-U-G-A-N. Yeah, hit them up. They're cool people. Follow them. Anyway, so, yeah, for the people that are still on the live stream, you can send some cool comments if you're at the show on Saturday. But, yeah, so I want to take this time to play my new song. Yay!
It's for you guys.
Yeah, so Out to Cali is the song. Do you have questions
about your song?
Yeah,
not much. I mean, like, I heard the song like twice.
That's true. Yeah. You heard it, but
first,
like,
access.
But background exclusive information.
Yeah, from like, it was producing back in Toronto, right?
Yes, it was. I love how you're giving me the bio. That's funny. Well, live people, any questions about the song? If yes, shoot them up. Any questions about my new song? Anyway, it's all good. I'll get to them afterwards. But yeah, it's just a summer jam. That was really the idea. Summer jam. It's like a driving type of song. Heading out to Cali type of vibe.
Very soulful too.
Thank you. And like, really, the context of the lyrics is like, you know, just going to see the special somebody. Because, well, I guess summer is good for that,
yeah,
right?
Like,
I don't like summertime. Leaving my house in the winter. Unless you must be real special if I leave my house in the winter. Like, unless it's to pay my bills or, you know, it's somebody's birthday.
Just groceries, or, you know.
Yeah, groceries. Yeah I'll leave for that. That's pretty much it. But in all seriousness, though, just, you know, prep jam for the summer. If people know anybody who does, like, California tourism, this would be a great song for it. Just hint. So yeah, this is Out to Cali. Shout out to Chris Chords on Instagram. That's Chris with a K, Chords with a Z. Yeah, he did the keys on there. Really cool, he redid them for me.
Nice.
And shout out to Peter Catternelli again for just, you know, giving me some cool pointers on how to tune up the song and polish it up. So yeah, shout out to Hugo Roberge from Makeway Studios for mixing and mastering the song. So now I'll stop talking and I'll play it.
Wait, how long did it make you? How long did it took you to make the song? Like,
say that again.
How long did it took you to make the track?
So I wrote this song last summer, and I was on my way to work, and I was like, "Hey, this sounds pretty dope." And then I sat on it for a really, 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 really long time. Totally. And then like the week before I left for Toronto, they were like, "Yeah, can you guys send us the songs you want to work on in the studio?" And I was just like, okay. So I send them the instrumental, and then they're like, "Yeah, your producer wants to hear like the song with lyrics." So I was like, oh it was just kind of like a freestyle mumble thing, but I already knew what I wanted the lyrics to be, so I just had to like redo them real quick, and I redid them within like, I think, 2 days.
Oh nice. So it was like within like 2 days.
Yeah, that's like the lyrics that you hear with actually the takes, because I was planning on redoing the lyrics, like the whole vocal thing in the studio, but it's just I was sick and I was like, you know what, let me just keep what I already have. And so that's basically what you hear. But I mean, I was really glad with how it turned out. So
honestly,
thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really surprised at myself. It was really a challenge to get everything done and ready for CBC. But anyway, I'll stop talking and play the song. Less talk, more music.
Yeah, give me the news. Ooh, I show you the light, I show you the light, baby. Yeah. Give me that sign of love. Give me that sign, you know that it's true. And tell me what's the deal. I know you got that hot word with it. Damn, you're cool, damn. They won't kick you by the sand. I hate it while I'm waiting. I wanna get down to the LA. I wanna see what's up in the bay. Two super drive an hour or two. Kick it back, kick it back, kick it for you. Why should you do it like I'm a luggage in the mouth?
That's Out to Cali by me, Aaliyah Guerra, and you can check it out on Bandcamp. It'll be available on all the other streaming platforms in all good time, but you know, I like to give the opportunity to the hardcore fans to go and support there, and then for people who just love Spotify and all those other things, you know, it'll be there for you guys too pretty soon. So yeah, Joseph was asking some cool questions. Sorry, this live stream thing is really hard to
you leave it like
get
that.
Everybody. But Joseph was asking how the CBC thing was when I premiered the song. And basically, it's the government's fault that the interview
maybe
got.
Not on them.
Hey, listen, I don't care what they're going to do. You know, sue me? Are you kidding? No, but yeah, the government budget came out, like the annual federal budget. So because the government funds CBC, they were cutting people's programs so that they have their little hour, 2 hour block to, you know, make those announcements. So I was set for 5 o'clock, and then they weren't gonna be like, oh, since Aaliyah's new song is coming, as great as that would have been, but you know, shout out to Duke Eatman for, you know, not allowing my stuff to get canceled. So he booked me for 3 o'clock. So that's how I managed to get on there and still have the premiere and the cool interview. So that's why that happened. Totally out of our control, so blame it on the government as usual. Anyway, that's Out to Cali. You can check it out on aaliyahguerramusic.bandcamp.com. And I think it's, I just need to announce, my name is spelled A-L-I-A-H.
That's, oh, why people like misspell it?
They always spell it like the other singer, Aaliyah, A-A-L-I-Y-A-H. Right. But my name is like the most simplified version of spelling it. But some people forget the H. It's not that simple, but it's like, you know, it's pretty simple.
And the I is below 2 points.
Yeah, the I does have two dots, but you can find me even with one dot. So no worries.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so that's that. I want to give a quick shout out to Chris Chords again, the for the dope chords on for the dope chords on my song. You guys should totally check him out. He's on SoundCloud. He's got a lot more stuff there. But he's also on Instagram. So Chris with a K, chords. That's what a Z at the end. He has some cool stuff. So we're just going to play a little bit. This one is called, hold on. There was like one that I was really loving on the way over here. Sorry guys. Sorry. Okay, tell you what, I'm just gonna click. Wow, this is so not professional, but the mouse is like going wild.
Time's ticking.
It's getting too excited. Okay. So don't mind me, I'm just trying to get this. Okay, there it is.
Ooh.
So that's Chris.
With the smooth chords.
Yeah, with the smooth chords. You got these dope catchphrases. I like it.
The jazzy night.
Yeah.
Very like, not sensual, but like.
But he has a way of like moving people. Yeah. He's very soulful and all
like,
that.
Like I definitely hear this in like a bar or like some pub.
Oh, for sure.
Like him,
for sure.
He'd bring his suit and be playing at the house piano.
It's a good thing. That's what he does.
Oh, nice.
He gigs and like that. So that's. Does weddings and all kinds of cool stuff. So yeah, everyone check him out. Chris Chords, cool dude. Yeah, give him a follow. Great. We're gonna get back to the program. Just a couple of seconds ago, we had a Femi Timowa. I really hope I'm saying this right. If I'm not, I'm really sorry. Just send me the phonetics of that on Instagram, and I will gladly. Re-say that. But anyhow, he has an album that was put out called The Music is the Feeling. Isn't that great?
Ooh. But not deep, but like very like A little late. Not a little.
That's funny.
Music is the feeling.
It is, though. I mean, it's not about thinking about it. Yeah, it's just feel it. If it feels good.
Feel music, man.
If it feels good.
It's like saying, like, music, you can't touch music, but music can touch you.
Exact. There you go. So that's basically it. But there's a song called Or, and I believe it's in a Nigerian dialect.
Cool.
I would love to text him and ask him real quick, but I don't know if he's going to answer right away. But I was listening to it on the way over here, and it's really nice. The production is beautiful on there. We do have to take a short ad break because they're gonna fire us. So
like a third strike, you know.
Yeah. So let me just take an ad break, guys, real quick. This is CJLO 1690 with Aaliyah Guerra and Joseph. This is CMZO Concordia Music Zone Out. So just give us a second. We'll be right back.
Les concerts Nuit d'Afrique à l'année présentent Fatoumata Diawara, nominée aux Grammy Awards et aux Victoires de la Musique pour son nouvel album Fenfo. Cette irrésistible chanteuse malienne sera au concert le 2 avril au Théâtre Le National. Plus d'informations sur productionnuitdafrique.com.
Bueno, 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 están escuchando la radio de Concordia CJLO, así que no se me vayan.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new world beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. And as promised, I'm going to play that track by Femi Temoa. And this is Amy Winehouse's, or one of Amy Winehouse's former guitarists. And whoa. I keep mentioning, yeah, this is who I was learning from for so many years when I first started playing guitar.
He reached out to you, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He followed me back on Instagram.
It's crazy.
I almost passed out. Thank God no one heard that. Okay, kind of. Yeah. But anyway, doesn't matter. Yeah. So the music is the feeling. Great album. And yeah, you got to hear this. So here it goes. Salala, salala tu, hey, a little lato. Salala tu, hey, a little tu. Salala, lala tu, hey, a little lato. Salala tu, hey, a little tu. Igba patimoni ole davu emo. Yonti mi lenya wa maridini Jila oju e koleri otito Cheka choso wapo kajogwe lalafia Ija tomela riwa uje kadoremo Aronti yongwe milo Gila e ti e colegua o tito Che caccio so uopo caggio quella la fia Shit, I will achieve. She, if they saw a funny color.
Haiti. Gila Haiti est collé par Otito. J'ai quatre sur mon bon cadre, mais là la fille.
So that was Or from the Music is the Feeling album by Femi Timoa, one of Amy Winehouse's former guitarists and huge guitarist inspiration for me. I just want to get back to some of those comments from the live stream. So shout out to Dr. Indig, really great dentist. He said, we all loved your concert on Saturday night. You were awesome. Thanks so much. Shout out to Bradley Prince. He said, the hair is perfect. Don't touch the hair. The hair is perfect. Thanks. Cool. You guys are awesome. Jude said, your look gives me the 80s vibe.
It does.
And I'm loving it. Thank you. Yeah. You guys are cool. Keep them coming. Yeah. So that was cool. Anything we should mention? We do have 6 minutes left on the air.
Nothing much. I guess in the music world, it's like pretty slow right now.
Joseph.
Oshiaga are going to drop the lineup.
When is it coming out?
The lineup? I'm guessing this week at best.
So next week, we're going to have some things to talk about. We will let people know if we're displeased with the lineup. Because you know Montreal, and they always forget to invite awesome artists.
Last year was pretty good.
The other awesome artists too.
Last year's lineup for Oshiaga, that was dope.
That was when Anderson .Paak came.
Tyler, Travis Scott, who else?
Yeah,
Kalushi's.
That was really dope. That was really dope to see.
It's festival season. Which
maybe
is a lot
we
of music.
Can get tickets.
Oh, if only
we can ask Allison. Ask. Why are we whispering?
she can
hear us anyway.
Never mind.
But like, if it's run by Evenco, right?
Right. Yeah. Is it?
I think
I
so.
Know. Let me have to do research on that.
Maybe. If it is. We're getting tickets. Okay. Listen, guys, we got to run this show because we've only got 5 minutes. So next song is called Lovolution by Anissa Strings. And she's really dope. I actually started following her on Instagram a couple of months ago. She's a bassist from Oakland, California. And, you know, she's really dope.
Her.
Yeah. She was touring with, I think it's Jose James, I believe is his name, unless it's vice versa. I think it's Jose James. James Jose.
Rose James.
I'm not sure, but...
James Jose.
One or the other. I feel bad, but I'm going to check it out, because I actually have a song called Trouble by him, and it's so dope.
Yeah, don't you perform?
It's dope. No, this song is by Jose James.
Also, it was a cover, right?
No, not even. But he just has a song called Trouble. And when I played my song, I found that I'm like, oh, damn. Okay.
What a coincidence.
So, yeah. Try to get tickets. You never know. Yes, I will try. Thank you. Movement Nations. You did a great job. It was a real treat. Thank you. Awesome. And I will try to get tickets to Oceaga. I will fight someone tooth and nail to get those tickets. We will be there. We will try our best. But anyway, shout out to Anissa Strings on Instagram. Check her out. She's a really dope bassist. So this is her new song called Lovelution. Really great message. And the instrumentation is amazing. Great arrangement. So check it out. That's it for CMZO. We'll be signing out now, but catch us every Monday at 4, from 4 to 5. We've been playing some local music, Canadian music, and some other music from abroad. Don't be scared to send us some links or DM them to us. To me, directly, AaliyahG420 on Instagram or on Facebook, Concordia Music Zone Out. Send them there. We'd love to support some local music. Until then, see you next week at 4.
She's got the eye of Egyptian.
Do the news.